you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about doing things your way. I want you to think about your goal, and then I want you to think about the ways that maybe you're being told is the best way to actually achieve that goal. And then I want you to think about, how do you want to do it? Because here's what I've found is when I have a goal and then I decide to go after that goal, my brain immediately comes up with all the things that I should do. And of course, when it can tie it to a person that's like, no, this is really the best way, then it definitely wants to use that as evidence to tell me, look, this is the way that we should do it. And what it takes to really sitting with, like, your brain's like, hey, this might not work. This isn't going to work. You need to do it this other way. You need to do it this other thing. But what I found is it works so much better when you're doing it the way that works for you than when you're trying to do it someone else's way. But another thing that happens is it just takes a lot of courage to do that. And the reason that it does take courage is because our brain wants to avoid failure. So it's like, if someone could just tell us the right way and then we could just do it the right way, then we could avoid the failure and it would be all be great. But what actually happens is when we try to do it in a way that's maybe not that aligned with us or it doesn't feel that great for us, what happens is there's all of this like pushback. There's all of this mental chatter. Like, it's not that simple. It's not, I've decided the thing, I'm going to do it, and then everything's great. Our brain has this like, oh, I don't know about this. I don't really like this. Maybe I should do something different. Oh, this doesn't really feel good. This feels so much harder. Like, we add in all of this resistance when we're trying to do it a different way. So an example of this that I have is, for consults, when people book consults, it's often recommended that you don't share the price of your coaching package. And I really sat with this when I was opening up the link for my consult, because I personally like to buy with knowing the price. So if I'm going to sign up with a consult with someone, I love to know the price ahead of time. That way I can figure out, like, okay, how do I want to pay for this? That way I can have an expectation. So I'm not like on the call and I'm just all of a sudden like blindsided by the price. I like to plan for things. So I like to know things in advance. And that's personally just how I like to buy things. And so what I decided to do was actually, when you go on to book a consult and you select a time, there's a couple questions to ask. And in those questions, it actually tells you the price for my 12-week program. And the reason that I'm not telling you in the podcast is because the prices might change. And so if you go to that page, that's going to have the most current up-to-date price. And what this requires is doing things differently than maybe what some people have told me, doing things differently than what some of my friends are doing. And oftentimes the brain can get uncomfortable with that. Now, this time for me is actually a lot easier just because I know that, like, actually I'm going to follow my more natural pattern. Like, how do I want to buy? How do I want to show up on consults? Like, how do I want to present this? Just because I've built up that confidence of like, okay, I'm going to believe in what I want to do, what makes sense for me. And if I'm wrong, it's totally fine. Like, if I change my mind and I'm like, you know what, that don't work out so good, I actually want to change that, I'm going to change it. And I'm not going to judge myself for trying something new. I think this is very important too, because oftentimes when we're wanting to do something different, we're wanting to do something that's out of the ordinary. Then what happens is, if we fail, then our brain wants to judge us. But if we can make that deal with ourselves, we can really uncover, like, what is this judgment about? Then we can kind of build this relationship with ourselves. It's like, you know what? I have your back. Like, if this doesn't work out and you want to take the price off, no problem. That's what we'll do. But for now, this is what feels the best for me. And this is what I really love about this one-on-one coaching, is the ability to be able to figure out what is your way of achieving your goal. So when you think about your goal and you think about all these ways that you should achieve it, I want you to ask yourself this question. If I could achieve it any way that I wanted to, and I knew it was going to be successful, how would I do it? And then I want you to ask yourself why you're not doing it that way. And oftentimes what's going to come up is the fear, the potential failure, the judgment, the discomfort, all of that stuff is going to come up, which keeps us from doing it the way that we really want to be doing it. Now, that way might change because we'll get more information, we'll fail, we'll learn things, we'll adjust things. So it's not like the plan that you set on this very specific day is going to be a plan the entire time, but it's definitely a good starting point. And if you want help with all of those things coming up, the fear, the discomfort, the potential failure, the judgment that might come up, then this program is going to be perfect for you, because these are the exact things that we can coach on. The program I already have laid out where, like, these are the specific things we can work on each call. The best part is it's customizable to you. So if you're like, this is where I'm struggling and this is what I want help with, we're going to start there first. Then we can move through some of these things I plan. If we don't ever get to it, no problem. Because it's customized to you, it's actually going to help you move through your goals so much faster, because we can start with like what's in the way here, and then what's in the way here, and then what's in the way from here. And we can adjust along the way so that you can make those changes and move through those roadblocks as they come up. So if that's something you're interested in, then go to successbykayla.com to sign up for your free consult call so that we can figure out if my 12-week coaching program is a great fit.